From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. A U.S., French, and British coalition is preparing to extend a no-fly zone across the entire length of Libya. NPR's Tom Bowman says the American military commander overseeing the operation against Libya, General Carter Ham, says the mission is progressing.
General Ham told reporters the goal is to protect civilians from Muammar Gaddafi's military forces, but he made clear he will only target those Libyan troops who attack or threaten civilians.
There is no intent to completely destroy the Libyan military forces.
General Ham said his mission from the UN does not include assisting the rebels. He said rebel supporters could still be considered civilians and eligible for protection as long as they don't ride in armored vehicles or use heavy weapons. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama says the U.S. will hand over control of the mission in Libya to an international coalition within days. As NPR's Ari Shapiro reports from Santiago, the president says the first part of the mission is complete.
The first phase of the mission is taking out Libya's air defenses. President Obama says the next phase is making sure humanitarian aid can reach the Libyan people. And he defended his decision to commit American resources as part of an international effort.
The way that the U.S. took leadership and managed this process ensures international legitimacy and ensures that our partners, members of the international coalition, are bearing the burden of following through on the mission as well.
This was the first time he took questions about Libya since the U.S. took the lead in military operations there. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Santiago, Chile.
President Obama is in Chile as part of his three-nation visit to Latin America. U.S. oil prices rose another $1.24 in New York amid concerns that the unrest in Libya and uprisings elsewhere in the Middle East could affect supplies. The contract for May closed at $103.09. The April contract, which ends on Tuesday, rose to $102.33 a barrel. Roughly 5,000 evacuees from the east coast of Japan are sheltered at a high school gym in Uzu Wakamatsu, about 60 miles from the nation's crippled nuclear power plant. Dwali Sai Kowtow says many of them don't know what's coming next.
At this technical high school, kids are staring at a television set. Kyoko Shima is watching her two young boys while her husband sleeps nearby. For her, returning to their home in Soma City on the coast is not an option.
They will be here until the nuclear power situation improves.
Shima says right now they just want hot food, a bath, and some rest. Dwahali Sai Kowtow, NPR News, Aizu Wakamatsu, Japan.
This is NPR News. Two wildfires are prompting evacuations of dozens of homes in the mountains west of Denver. One blaze is burning across a square mile west of Golden. The second has charred 8 acres of grass near the city of Evergreen. Some areas of eastern Colorado are under red flag warnings, indicating that the fire danger there is high. The U.S. Supreme Court is refusing to block the release of Federal Reserve documents identifying financial firms that received U.S. bailout money. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Two major news networks sought release of the information under the Freedom of Information Act. They argued that the public has a right to know how its money was spent. But the Federal Reserve sought to withhold the documents, contending that revealing the identity of the banks could cause a run on the banks and could deter other banks from seeking assistance. Some of the records have already been disclosed under financial reform laws that Congress passed in the interim. The Fed says it's preparing to make the rest of the information available to the public. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The American Academy of Pediatrics is recommending that children ride in rear-facing car seats until age 2. The Academy and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration say some children should continue to use booster seats until age 12. The group say poorly fitting seat belts can cause abdominal and spinal injuries in a crash. They also say no one under age 13 should ride in the front seat of a vehicle. Grammy-winning bluesman Pine Top Perkins has died at his home in Austin, Texas. He was 97 years old. A spokesman says Perkins died in his sleep of cardiac arrest. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.